2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
It's 92 degrees in Ogden, 92 degrees in Provo. In St. George this afternoon, 98 degrees and bright sunshine.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 3:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. Blue sky and a breeze. We have 95 degrees.
And a crash and backup southbound I-15, 13 South. I'm Steve Carlson.
KSL's top story. Police say they still have a lot of investigating they need to do after a deadly crash in Big Cottonwood Canyon that killed a 16-year-old girl. Police say they're still trying to figure out who was behind the wheel when the crash happened. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is joining us live with the latest. Paul, what are we hearing?
Well, Salt Lake City police have taken over the investigation from UPD into this deadly crash, and they still say that they still have a lot of forensic work that they need to do before they can confirm who was exactly driving the car. And they also say that they have to wait for toxicology reports to come back to see if that driver was impaired when it happened. Now, this crash killed a 16-year-old girl who was reportedly in the back of a pickup where she and her mother were sleeping. Five people were hurt. Two were taken to the hospital in critical condition, but police have not released the name of the victim. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Thank you, Paul. KSL News Time, 3:31. Well, it's finally happened. We have a confirmed human case of West Nile virus. Maria Chaleos is here. So where'd this happen?
Jeff, the first case has been found in Salt Lake County, and the health department's epidemiologist manager, Irene Risk, says the infected person has a more severe form of the illness.
The infected individual is an adult who unfortunately has the severe form of the disease, the neuroinvasive disease, and remains hospitalized.
Risk says this is the time of year that they start seeing cases of West Nile pop up. The health department is reminding people to take extra precautions to prevent bites from disease-carrying mosquitoes by wearing EPA-approved repellent, removing standing water, and checking the security of the screens in your house. Now, we'll be talking more about this, West Nile, during the KSL In-Depth. That's in just a few minutes from now. KSL's top national stories this hour. Some in Israel are calling it another gaffe by Congresswoman Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib. After Israel banned them from visiting last week, they posted a cartoon online by an artist accused of peddling in anti-Jewish tropes. ABC's Jordana Miller reports from Jerusalem.
House members Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib making headlines once again here in Israel. That after they posted on Instagram this weekend a cartoon by Carlos Latouf on their entry ban into Israel. Their support of the Brazilian-Lebanese cartoonist prompting anger and shock. Latouf's work over the years has been laced with anti-Semitism. In 2006, he won second prize in Iran's International Holocaust Cartoon Competition, what is widely condemned for mocking and denying the Holocaust. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
Palestinian officials have banned members of the LGBTQ community from organizing in the West Bank. The government issued the ban after a group supporting Palestinians who identify as LGBTQ planned a gathering for its members later this month. Now, the Jerusalem Post reports members of the group have since received hateful messages, calling them traitors and calling for their executions. A government spokesperson tells the Post that such activities are harmful to the higher values and ideals of Palestinian society. Other national stories KSL is following this hour. Presidential candidate and Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts is repeating her apology today for the way she handled President Trump's name-calling in the past. Warren spoke in front of an audience of Native American voters, activists, and tribal leaders at the Native American Forum in Sioux City, Iowa.
Like anyone who's being honest with themselves, I know that I have made mistakes. I am sorry for harm I have caused. I have listened and I have learned a lot.
After being nicknamed Pocahontas by the president, Warren took a DNA test and later released a video about it. The mayor of Charlotte, North Carolina, and several other African-American lawmakers in the area are on edge after receiving the same racist, threatening letter in the mail. NBC News reports letter sent to the 12 black officials says they should all be tarred and feathered and run out of town. The letter also repeated messages originally voiced by President Trump, including telling the president's congressional critics to go back to where they came from. No person or group has taken responsibility for the letters. Other national stories we are following for you this hour. Attorney General William Barr has appointed a new director for the Board of Prisons. The announcement comes amid the fallout over the death of Jeffrey Epstein in federal custody. A Boise U.S. Marine captain is the first woman to pilot the F-35B fighter jet. The Marine Corps says 29-year-old Annalisa Satz has completed the training to fly the advanced jet as part of an elite fighter attack squadron in Japan. Before joining the Marines, Satz was a commercial pilot flying helicopters after graduating from Boise State University. Now she says showing up prepared and working diligently have been a big part of her success.
So you see an F-35 overhead. It might be Captain Satz breaking ground in the sky.
Awesome.
Right? KSL News Time, 3:35.